Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's do it. This begins our uninterrupted sports conversation for, well, it's not as long as it normally is, but it's still pretty long at 888-729-9494. It's a post-trade deadline Marks and Reese show. So is the Trade Center closed? Because Ben created the Trade Center for Marks and Reese, but are we still there because it's the post-trade?
Yeah, I guess.
All right, we're still here then.
We're still here.
We are here. And we're monitoring everything, but it's done. It's a done deal. The Eagles get Golden Tate for a third-round draft pick. They can get a compensation pick if he does not re-sign. That wouldn't be until 2020. And it'd be about in the same neighborhood. I could be third, maybe a four. It just depends what the Eagles do in terms of all that. So pretty much the Eagles gave up a draft pick. They'll get one back in return for a guy that's going to help their offense right now, and it's not a running back. It's not a guy you can plug right in and say, wow, he's so much better than the other guys, but this team's going to have to win on the arm of Carson Wentz. It's not going to happen in large part due to the guys that they have in the running back, but now at least you know who you have going forward, and you can say, all right, guys, listen, settle into your role. It'll naturally happen. Looks like Smallwood and Adams are going to be the guys to get more of the carries, and Clement does it. But you have a team at least that's like, okay, Golden Tate makes you feel better about the overall offense. Makes me feel good about the offense.
Oh, for sure. I don't see how you can't feel good about the offense from a passing standpoint. Now, the running back situation, for those that still have some trepidation out there about that, I feel you. I'm not necessarily comfortable with what we have just from the standpoint of this would be uncharted waters for all of these guys, with the exception of Darren Sproles. And again, until we get an update on Sproles, that he's 100% healthy and he's ready to come back, and then we actually see him and see what he has left in the tank, I don't even know if having Darren Sproles here is a benefit, right? I don't know.
I don't know either.
Because I don't know what he looks like, but if you could imagine having an offense out there at some point with some combination of those wide receivers, Alshon, Nelson, Jordan, Golden Tate, you know, some sort of combination of those three. You throw in Zach Ertz and maybe a Darren Sproles coming out of the backfield, also as a potential pass catcher. Now you got a little bit of explosiveness to your offense. We'll see. I think Howie did the best he could. I do believe he was on the phones trying to get something to happen. But he couldn't find a deal that he liked. And, you know, when Howie throws out there that, you know, we're not trying to win deals, you know, that's what we as Eagles fans like to look at. We want to get Le'Veon Bell for an eighth-round draft pick that doesn't even exist anymore. Like, that's what we want. We want the best players in return for the less amount that we have to give up. Well, sometimes that's not going to happen. Like that's not going to happen all the time. And I'm glad Howie didn't allow something like that to prevent him from making a move.
Right.
Now here's what could have happened. Watch this little spin I'll put on it.
All right.
Maybe he thought he was going to be able to do that earlier and realized nobody was budging.
Yeah.
And then realized he had to come up a little bit.
Yep.
To get something.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. Listen, going for a third-round draft pick.
He didn't go out there just offering third-round draft picks up.
No. No. In fact, you could have totally seen how he, for instance, Demaryius Thomas was traded to the Texans by the Broncos for a fourth-round draft pick.
Mm-hmm.
Allegedly, the next highest thing that was offered for him was a sixth-round draft pick because he comes with a large salary next year, and if you cut him, you get a lot of dead cap. So it's not the best situation if you're just bringing him in for a year. It's not a good situation at all if that's the case.
Mm-hmm.
They gave up a fourth-round draft pick for it, right? Yeah. Golden Tate, at the end of this year, is a free agent, so he's gone. Howie probably offered a sixth-round draft pick for Thomas and said, yeah, we'll deal with his contract to bring him in here because he's an upgrade. He didn't want to trade a third-round draft pick for a guy that's going to walk after this year. You know he didn't want to do that. but he realized how important it was to get Carson. This team was not good enough.
Something.
He had to do something.
He knew he had to do something.
If he doesn't make a deal, he's more or less saying, yeah, I'm punting. I don't think we can do it this year. And he didn't want to do that for good reason.
Yeah, and I'm happy he didn't.
888-729-9494. 888-729-9494. And this may be breaking news, Benjamin. The NFL official Twitter says, welcome to the Eagles at Showtime Tate, which is Golden Tate's Twitter handle. Fly, Eagles, fly. Has him number 19.
Hmm.
So does that make it official, or is that just that they choose? It's not 2019 yet, so if it was the year 2019, I would have said, well, maybe that's why they did that.
Well, that's a very, very famous Eagles number. You have Paul Turner, Miles Austin, Marty Gilliard, really a
19 it is.
Row.
19 it is.
Already, I think, the greatest Eagles number 19 of all time.
He is.
I could have went to 81. He probably doesn't want to wear an 80 number.
No.
These receivers don't want to wear 80
numbers. No, that's not
anymore.
Cool anymore. No. That's what you would have done.
Yeah.
Right?
That's true.
Yeah. That's what 90s players would have done.
Yeah, they went to the 80s, yeah.
All right, let's do it, man. Let's go to Andrew in Lancaster. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
How are you?
Good to call it.
Good to talk to you.
So two points I wanted to talk about. One, I think one aspect of Golden Tate's game that hasn't been talked about a lot is his blocking ability. I think he's a great stock blocker, and he's also a phenomenal downfield blocker. So, you know, that's another value that he's adding outside of his pass-catching ability.
No, you're right. You're right. That stockiness that he has is the toughness that he possesses. He's not afraid to stick his head in there, stick his nose in there, and block in the running game. And we know last year a lot of those big runs that the Eagles had, you know, their receivers were down the field making big blocks.
Yeah, he brings it. So I don't think we got to him earlier, but someone was up on the board calling him the modern-day Hines Ward. Hines Ward was a great blocker.
Yeah.
Hines Ward liked doing that kind of stuff. He just wasn't out there trying to be the diva and catch the touchdown and whatever. He was out there doing everything.
Yeah, as a defensive player, you made sure you knew to know where 86 was at all times.
So he would take you out?
Because, yes. Hines Ward was out there looking for kill shots.
So it wouldn't be allowed in today's NFL.
Man, yeah, he was out there. Yeah, he was out there talking about hitting defenseless players. Yeah, that was Hines Ward. Yeah, that was Hines Ward. And he was out there looking for those hits. Yeah.
Yeah. You come chasing a guy across the field.
And he's lining you up, waiting on you. Man.
Yes,
yeah, we've seen plenty of film, of footage of Hines Ward knocking out players.
Yeah.
I remember a linebacker from the Bengals, Rivers, I believe was his last name. He almost decapitated him.
Yeah, the headshots back then weren't, it was just like,
You just don't find receivers that's willing to go in there and hit you like that.
No, he loved it.
Yeah, he loved it.
Yeah, he loved it. He was a good player. Golden Tate's a little bit of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit of that. Go to Brad, South Carolina. Hi, Brad.
Hey, John and Ike. How's it going today?
How you doing?
What up, Brad?
Excellent. Thank you.
Hey. I got 2 points about the Golden Tate trade. First of all, I love it. So everyone's saying that, you know, how he traded for an 8-game rental. I don't quite see it that way. I see the extra value in the 9th game, that 10th game, that 11th game. I think that's where we're going to get some extra value.
There you go.
And for me, I think the thing that's been lacking with Eagles this year, I just don't see an identity with them. And I think this gives them identity, that they're pass first, Carson Wentz with the show, getting it done.
Yeah, it's a pass first team, but they're not going to be a finesse pass first team.
Mm-hmm.
It makes sense.
Yeah,
they have guys that are willing to go over. Alshon's not a guy that's ever going to beat you with the speed.
Right,
right. Tate's got some speed, but he's underneath.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like it. Two tight ends that look like big wide receivers.
And who knows if Shelton Gibson continues to develop, maybe you do have a guy, because he certainly has the speed to be a deep threat. But the problem with Shelton Gibson right now is that you come in the game, everybody knows why you're coming into the game.
Yep.
When they see that's the only route that you run.
Straight down.
Yeah. When number 18's in the game, he's their only speed deep threat. You know that's what he's coming
every
in the
time.
Game for. Yeah.
It's straight
like,
line.
It's like having Bryce Treggs out there on
it
the
is,
field.
It's like having Bryce
Treggs. You know that's the only route he can run.
Now, my buddy Len texted this to me about the trade and said, Golden Tate, meh. Possession wide receivers are not the problem with this team. And we haven't heard a lot of that, but we did hear some. So I wanted to invite some people that are kind of meh about this deal and tell us why. 888-729-9494. 888-729-9494. Mitch in Phoenix feels like that. Hi, Mitch.
Hey, how you doing over there in Philly town?
Hi. How you doing, Mitch?
What up, Mitch?
Hey, how you doing, buddy? I miss your play. I wish we could bring back the guys that really knew how to play ball and didn't complain that everything hurt.
Was that Ike?
That's Ike.
Oh, yeah. I didn't have time to complain about anything, quite honestly. Yeah.
You know, Ike used to run down on special teams like a locomotive.
Mm-hmm. Hit anything moving in the opposite color jersey.
No, I appreciate everything you did for us.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
Listen, in regards to Golden Tate,
mm-hmm.
which right now they're calling him Goldberg and Tate. But anyway.
Or Golden State, which is what we heard.
Or Golden State. Yeah. How about that team? Oh, my God. What's his name? Put up 50-something last night?
14 threes. Yeah.
Klay Thompson. Yeah.
They're out of control over there. I don't know what they feed those guys, but they're amazing.
Yep.
Anyway, in regards to Mr. Tate, I always liked him.
Huh.
You know, one thing about him, he can get loose in the corner of the end zone and make some tremendous grabs. But I don't think he's the name that your listeners were waiting to hear.
No.
Who was that?
I just don't think they were waiting on Golden Tate. They kept talking about DeSean Jackson mm-hmm. and Patrick Peterson and Le'Veon Bell. Mm-hmm. And now they get Golden Tate. I don't think they're jumping up and down.
Wow, really? So
no,
you say
we
you,
are.
You say John, but see, here's the thing with DeSean Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't trading him.
Yeah.
So would I
do about it?
Would I have rather had DeSean Jackson over Golden Tate? I mean, you're it's really apples and oranges. You're trying to compare. They play the same position. They're totally different players.
Mm-hmm.
A bigger need on this team, in my opinion, was DeSean Jackson because of the speed and because what he can do for the offense.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean Golden Tate can't be equally valuable in a different way. Maybe he makes the team tougher.
Yeah.
Maybe it brings a certain attitude that helps.
I can't wait to see how we're going to use him.
It is exciting.
I wish this was game week.
He lines them up.
Yeah.
Nobody in the backfield, right? You got Tate, Aguilar, both tight ends, Jordan Matthews out there. You go with the monster, the monster package with Tate. And then he just slips underneath and he's weaving his way in.
You got all the possibilities swimming through your head right now, don't you?
He's one of these guys. The first time I really believed that he was on the market was something came out last night where the Patriots were really interested in him. And then I saw the Eagles were mentioned as well. There's so much BS that's flung around out there during the trade time. You don't know what's real and what's not. I kind of felt like that wasn't real. And then today, I went to microwave my Lean Cuisine, and I got Ben chasing me, being like, "Trade." I'm like, "What?" And he said, "Golden Tate." I wouldn't have thought it was happening.
Yeah, yeah. It's. I think a lot of us were hopeful. We know the type of general manager that we have. That, you know, he's always looking to make a move, or we know that, you know. When it's free agency,
yeah,
we always feel like Howie's going to be out there doing something. You know, last year, I think, kind of led to us anticipating something happening this year because they made the trade for Jay Ajayi last year.
Right.
They were 7-1 when they made that trade.
Yeah, right? they weren't desperate for a running back.
We didn't even see it coming, right? We didn't even see that trade coming. So I think that gave us hope that something could happen this year. Because, listen, we've all looked at this offense. And we looked at the team, and the defense is sixth in the league in scoring defense. The offense is almost scoring a touchdown less than what they were last year, if not more than a touchdown less. So it was obvious that the offense needed something.
Needed something.
Needed something, whether it was in the passing game, the running game, protection. We needed something on that side of the football. And here's the key thing that we didn't pick up on yesterday, Benjamin. Because we didn't focus on it. I think Doug was on with Angelo when he said it. He basically said that there was a possibility they could add somebody on the offensive side of the ball.
Mm-hmm.
If he could help, if he could fit in. You know, he basically said that yesterday. So he kind of let you know that the Eagles were interested in improving their offense.
Yeah, if they could get the guy, there's a need.
He might have said it at his press conference, Ben, at 12 o'clock when he said it. It might not have been with Angelo.
Well, he was right.
Yeah.
And if you can't get a running back is an obvious need. But if there's not a guy out there that's going to improve what you have, and there are probably some guys out there, but right. Howie's just like, it's not even worth bringing him in here, then you don't just say, okay, well, we're going to move on. No, he went and got the best wide receiver he felt was on the market.
Yep.
And it makes the team better. And Deshaun Jackson, no Deshaun Jackson. This team now, it points you in the right direction, which is you got to go out and score in the 30s if you're going to win in this league.
Yeah, I'm mad about Deshaun if Deshaun is on another team right now, meaning that Tampa traded him somewhere else. They ain't trade the guy. They ain't trade him.
Can't be mad.
Yeah, he didn't go anywhere else.
If he's somewhere for a third-round pick and Howie wouldn't give up a third-round pick or like a fourth, even a fourth-round pick,
we got something to be upset about.
Marks and Reese on 94 WIP, HD1, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Tasty Cake Studios. Let's go back to the phones. Chris in Delaware says he feels meh about this one, Ike. What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's up, Ike? How y'all feeling, man?
How are you? Chris?
I'm not really too excited about the Golden Tate trade. Like, yeah, it makes us better. But I'm looking at it like Jordan Matthews had probably one of his best games yesterday.
He did,
I'm really thinking receiver is not where we should have been. I'm looking more like the contract with Brandon Graham, they're not looking to re-sign him. I probably would have package Brandon Graham and try to get like an offensive lineman. So I'm not too excited about Big V taking over. Like Peters looks like he's done, and with the injury to Lane Johnson, don't really know how serious that is.
I don't know, Chris. I don't know if you can afford to trade a defensive end though, with Barnett going down, and really how many guys you have in your rotation, right? I know you're trying to help another area, but you're weakening pass rush.
Yeah, well, you haven't heard much from Brandon Graham this season, anyway. So the way I look at it, I mean, we're not really losing anything. This is probably the perfect time to get rid of him. We still have Chris Long, and you can kind of bring along Josh Sweat. I know you're not going to get something for nothing, so somebody has to go, and pretty much that's your only real value trade piece that you can let go if you haven't already given them a new deal. So I think they could have packaged that, try to get an offensive lineman and a safety. Golden Tate is cool, but I thought receiver, we were pretty much good at that. Once Mac Hollins and everybody gets healthy.
I like Mac Hollins. Mac Hollins ain't Golden Tate.
No, he's not. But like I said, I mean, Mac Hollins is also a second year guy, and we haven't really seen too much of him.
So. Chris, I think what you can say about Mac Hollins is get healthy, have a good offseason, and come out next year.
Yeah.
Because it ain't happening this year, homie.
Right. Yeah. You're talking about a guy who's missed half the season who's going to have to get reacclimated, get in shape again.
There's already too many guys that are.
Right.
He's not getting playing time over Nelson.
Right. Yeah. Who is he going to play in front of?
Right. No, he's not. Golden Tate's stats. So his last year in Seattle, he had 64 catches for almost 900 yards, 5 touchdowns. Detroit signs him to the big free agent contract, has 99 catches, 1,331 yards, 4 touchdowns. He's not a big touchdown guy.
Right.
Right? He's never had double-digit touchdowns. Mm-hmm. Following year, so we're going. So following year, he had 91 catches for 1,077. Year before that, 90 catches, 813 yards. Last year, 92 catches, 1,003 yards. They throw the ball a lot. Stafford chucks it all over the place. He's had 4 straight 90-catch seasons. So he's 44 through 7 games. He's on pace to do 90 again. He's on pace for 1,000 yards. And you know what? Coming here, I think he's going to probably get it. He's going to have lots of opportunities.
Yeah, I mean, listen, he's going to come here, and it's all going to depend on how fast he can get the offense down, right, mm-hmm. and where they're going to use him at. The one thing I'll say is that there are enough players now in that wide receiver room that, you know, you have to be a little unselfish, and hey, the matchup may favor you this week to where you're going to get X amount of targets. You may not get as many the following week,
mm-hmm.
but I know this: when December rolls around here and we making this march into January, I'm okay with having Golden Tate on this team.
Oh, you're damn right.
I'm okay with having Golden Tate on this team.
As Golden Tate gets acquired, somebody needs to leave town or be placed on IR in a corresponding move, Ike. And I think we need to pour one out. Defensive tackle Bruce Hector. Is that what he is? Yeah. D-tackle.
Mm-hmm.
Has has been released by the Eagles.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, man. I don't have time to be cracking jokes on my man.
No, I'm not.
I'm talking about Ben. His drops.
That's what he does. That's what he does.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.